This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Major chains announced some closures in 48 hours. 465 store closures were announced.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye stores.
That's crazy, because I remember reading that like Victoria's Secret was going to close some, like 53 stores.
So that's on the list.
Okay.
Gap, JCPenney, and Foot Locker all announced massive closures, 465 in total. All four companies reported fourth quarter sales at the end of the week. Three of them, Gap, JCPenney, and Victoria's Secret, reported declining in same-store sales. Foot Locker reported growth, though, that more than doubled expectations. And even with that, they announced they're going to close 165 Foot Locker stores across the country to try and stay lean. Gap announced it's going to close 230 of its Gap stores over the next 2 years. Their same-store sales fell 7% during the holidays. And Old Navy, meanwhile, is doing well, so Gap's going to spin that off into its own company so it doesn't drag down. It's not dragged down by the other ones that aren't doing as well.
For now, it's doing well.
Yeah, for now. It's only a matter of time,
it's only
guys.
A matter of time.
JCPenney says that it's going to close 18 of its department stores. Additionally, it'll close 9 of its home and furniture stores. It's going to get out of all of its stores, out of the furniture and major appliance business, by the end of next year. And people are saying they are amazed JCPenney still thinks they have time on the clock.
Yeah.
When there's no real plan. Closing 18 stores is a drop in the bucket. They have 850 stores across the country.
I can't believe how they keep hanging on. They won't let it go.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's reasons why. I mean, I don't know. It's just there are people at JCPenney making a fortune, guys.
Mm. At the top.
They're making a fortune, and you're allowed in this country to make a fortune and run something right into the ground.
Yeah,
and then at the very end, pull a parachute.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone at the top has made a fortune forever. And then it's like, oh, we owe all these people billions of dollars, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's crazy, guys.
Yeah.
Combine that with other stuff that's already been announced. Including,
I wish I had a company.
Including Payless Shoes, which is closing all of its stores and going out of business. 4,500 stores across the country will close in the next year.
Yeah,
that store lasted far longer than I thought it ever would.
Payless.
Payless.
That's nuts.
I mean, it's been around forever.
They had a great run, right? I remember getting a pair of Spider-Man shoes from there when I was like a little green man. Mm-hmm.
You'd walk in and the chemical smell.
Yeah,
smell
like
shoes.
Yeah.
I was like, these shoes are getting me high. Is this normal?
Jesus Christ.
I'm getting stoned off these shoes.
I've been in here for 20 minutes, man.
You see spots, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
That's so true. I remember
you
that.
You know that smell?
You open the door, you're like, woof.
I can't even tell if these Spider-Man shoes light up or not in real life.
Yeah, there's a lot of geometric shapes.
Is those lights on there?
I'm not sure if it's on your shoes or... I'm guessing the lights in your shoes don't work.
I can't make heads or tails whether that's real or not. They light up or they don't.
As long as we're in here, they light
you
up.
You pass out.
It's just kids. It's kids laying around.
No,
one shoe on.
Yeah. Don't worry, the kid's tired. The kid's super tired.
The worker at Payless.
Don't worry. Well, I'd get that shoe, that big silver shoe measuring device. Let me get his foot size here.
What are you guys talking?
Oh, he's got a wide foot. All right.
What's happening?
He wants what, Spider-Man?
Are you a doctor? What is this?
All right, he's a size 2 wide. Go get him some Spider-Man.
Are you Spider-Man?
No, kid.
I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't breathe or anything. I just needed some soccer.
Someone open the door for a minute. Whoa.
Oh, man, is it raining?
I just remembered, too, they seemingly had the worst commercials of all time.
Yes,
like, back in the 80s, they just looked... Even their commercials from, like, what I would say is the 90s look like they were from the 80s.
Really?
Oh, my God,
I don't know. I can't remember.
The cheapest shoes.
It was just
cheap.
Everything they did.
They were affordable.
Hey, how you doing?
Affordable and... super cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one of their commercials here. Let's see.
Payless presents an athletic sale so big, there's so many shoes for so many athletes. It's called the National Athletic Sale. Prices start as low as
$12.99
on
These people have bad knees now.
All these people have cancer.
I think it was the shoes.
Well, we all had Payless shoes, right?
Yeah. My parents would take me there when I was a little kid because they had like sweet Spider-Man stuff. And
I'm not even sure my parents could even go to Payless.
Yeah.
No.
Like I had, like I said, I had some shoes that
worse they than
made
Payless.
No. Oh, they made no sense.
Oh man,
LA Gears. I had those one time.
There's so much about it when you look it up online.
What about it? Oh, the smell
funny. Oh, the smell.
Because of the cheap materials that we use. It wasn't leather.
Every once in a while for 3 years, and when I started working here, I didn't sound like this. And now turn around and show them the extra head on your back.
You see?
Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. It's another head.
Oh,
he started growing 2 years ago.
Did he wink at you?
He's drooling. I got to get him a napkin.
I know. Just put your hoodie up.
I try to put my hoodie up and cover him up. But
yeah. He's wild.
Yeah, you wonder if there's like a Payless lawsuit.
No.
I don't know. I will say this, and James attest to this, because you're in the toy game, collecting little toys, every once in a while, you'll get a toy. And my last one that I got was this sweet-ass Tron disc that I bought. It smells...
strong plastic chemicals.
Oh, my God. Yep. And, I mean, it never goes away.
You should smell my upstairs where I have all my toys on display.
I bet.
Yeah.
Because some of these toys that they make are... I don't know what's
all, like,
wrong
made
with
in
it.
China and
I don't know what the plastic's made out of, but it's so repulsive.
As someone said, we have to watch the Payless Shoes grand opening commercial.
Another opening.
Another store.
And Payless Shoes.
Here, 79.
A whole new way you can shop for shoes. You serve yourself and take the time to choose.
Come celebrate
they
all
look
our grand
like that too.
And save 30%
still.
On specially selected styles like these at every store in town.
The crowd outside now knows where we live. Good shoes don't have
cash
to be
register.
Expensive.
Same ones.
Oh my God, that was one in Pontego, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine the Payless shoes in a Texas city I've never even heard of?
Yep.
There is one just down the street here that I drive by sometimes that looks like it is the store that time forgot.
Yeah.
They built it in the early 80s and haven't touched it since.
I don't think so. I mean, it's just...
I see that store. Closer. I think my car died in it, and I had to go in there and tell them I was parked in their lot.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Someone's here.
Yeah. Someone's
here.
Yeah,
like, open the door.
Here.
I was like, hello.
Come on in. Come on in.
I had to grab a lantern and like walk through it. I had to tell a guy like the answers to riddles. Is anybody here? It's a green bean. I just what is that whistling? It's like a what is that? Who's there? Who's there? Show yourself. Anybody? My car died. And I want to leave it in your parking lot.
Hello, sir.
Oh, my God. Why are you up there?
I've been here since 1982.
Oh, my God. Hey, dude, you're weird. You're a real weird guy. Hey, listen, I left my car in your parking lot.
Would you like to use the phone?
I got my cell phone. I just wanted to home. That's how you talk? Is that you or the store itself rumbling?
Here's a rotary phone. Oh, it's the best we have.
That's so dusty. It's ringing.
Never mind it.
Hello? There's just a ghost on the phone, man. Is there wind in here? Why is this? What's that? I'm getting high.
Would you like a pair of shoes?
I'm high enough to where I think I might. I think I might want a pair of your shoes.
Into your feet with this big steel device.
Oh, you're really touching. They work a lot of the arts there. Buddy. Oh, my God. Wow, you're a lady this whole time?
Yes, I'm actually a woman.
I just noticed your nails.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Something
ain't right. Something ain't right. I gotta get out of here.
You'd look good at a pair of pumps.
Give me my foot back!
No, no! You can never have your foot back!
No! Bayless!
Yep, last we hear of you.
That's it. That's the end of it.
I love that it's just windy in there.
Yeah.
Andy goes to Payless.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Do you like your Uber driver to be just quiet and leave you alone, or do you prefer a little conversation?
Quiet, leave me alone, please.
I think we're all on the same page. No chitty chatty for Dave.
No, I don't like the.
They love the chitty chatty because they think that's what's going to get them the high points.
And listen, I'll play along if I have to.
Most Uber drivers I've had don't talk, but I'm in New York a lot and they don't talk. So.
Like I've had it where it's I've had both. I've had too talkative. I like to make it normal at the beginning. Like, hey, we're in this together for a minute. I'll be back here.
Yeah.
Be up there.
Yeah.
We'll go about
do
this.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
I'll do mine. I got some texts.
But some people do. They just keep talking. And it's like, if I'm in one of those things, 50% of the time, I'm so goddamn drunk.
Right.
I don't need to be talking to anybody. Right. I got
You
got to
concentrate.
I got the baby head going. And
yeah.
You want to talk? I'm trying to focus on not throwing up in your car.
Yeah.
I found the most talkative Uber drivers I've ever encountered have been in Las Vegas. Almost every single one was chatty. Wow.
That's the only place I've ever taken Uber, so.
I don't even do
New Uber Orleans are pretty chatty.
Anymore, I do Lyft.
Oh, yeah, either
well, it's
either
the same
or.
Drivers, well, yeah, right?
Like, for most of them.
Yeah.
They just work for both. Well, a 38-year-old Uber driver in Seattle named George Ure has started giving his passengers some options. He hands out menus when they get into his car. And there are five different rides you can pick from. Listen to these.
That's weird.
Listen to these, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Option number one, stand-up. He'll tell you jokes and funny stories about his poor life choices, including his time in jail.
You're gonna give me. I'm going to give you a bad rating just for handing me that.
Don't tell me you were in jail. Don't tell me you were in jail.
This is the guy here, by the way.
Oh, no.
Option two, silent ride, where he won't bother you at all. Option three, therapy ride, where you get to vent and talk about the stuff that's stressing you out.
Oh, my God, that's what it's come to.
Option four is creepy ride.
What?
He doesn't say anything, but just stares at you in his rearview mirror.
I'd almost opt for that, because that's kind of funny.
Option five is rude ride, where he will be as rude as possible.
I mean, he's getting talked about nationwide right now.
Yeah.
So for him, he's kind of winning.
Well, how does he win, though? Because you can't select him as a driver on Uber or Lyft. It's just luck of the draw.
I guess.
He's just hoping he gets outstanding reviews and gets all the bonuses and stuff.
So you're going creepy ride just for fun, Andy?
I mean, maybe. I would really just be like, dude, have your menu back and shut up.
Silent ride.
Don't you feel like silent what he really wants to do is the creepy?
Yeah.
He wants to do the creepy to everybody.
No, I think he wants to do the stand-up to everybody.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he seems like he wants to be a funny guy.
I think that's his main thing.
Larry David, you an episode on Curb where he got like a really low rating. Like the Uber drivers were rating him low and he was like a one and or something.
I don't know. I haven't seen
because he wasn't talking.
I don't know what it was.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Will they rate me low in Uber if I'm silent and don't respond?
I don't know. But my rating in Uber is not what I would like. And I know this is like really a silly problem to have. And I shouldn't complain about it.
Kind of a low
I don't know
Uber?
Why. I got my Uber's a little lower than I thought. I'm like, what did I do? Like, I think I'm a good passenger, but I think it's because sometimes I'm not at the spot that like they're at a different spot, and I have to call, they have to call me, and they're like, "Where are you?"
Oh yeah, you have no idea where you are.
Well, I feel like it's on them though. They're like they're around
supposed
the corner.
To find you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just put in. They say you have to put in your physical address. Sometimes it gets messed up.
You know what? We talked about this on the air. Remember I looked up my Uber score?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm 4.89 out of 5.
Okay.
What, Lise?
I'm 4.57.
Oh, damn!
What do I do to get a 4.5? And I always give the drivers a 5-star out of guilt. Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I give, even if you smell like you have cologne smell that's too much or whatever, I just always give a 5. I'm not giving a 5 anymore.
Yeah.
I know this is a really stupid problem.
I wonder what my rating is now.
I know that. Don't text in or tell me. I already know.
I think Lyft has that.
It's bad.
It has it too. I'd have to check.
I don't use this all the time. I only use it when I travel. Mm. And I think it's just from not being picked up at the right, not being where I'm supposed to be.
I have a 5, so I don't know.
Yeah. But you've only had one ride. You said you never rode it except for in Vegas. So that doesn't. You can't.
I have a five.
Because he has a 5 because he never uses it. Okay. I had a 5 and I never used it. I use it a lot.
I have a 5 because I'm a superb passenger in Uber, and you guys just need to learn to deal with it.
I knew. I was like, this guy in New York City, I knew that he gave me a low rating.
Yeah.
He was just mean. He had to call me and where are you? And I had to find him. And then he was mean.
In 47 rides I've taken right here. Perfect score.
47 rides.
No, you did
rides.
Not. Show me your 5-star.
You never had.
5-star.
You haven't had 47 rides.
How
you said you just
bigger?
Took it in Vegas.
5.0. 5.00.
Wow.
47 rides?
Makes 47
so
rides.
Do they rate you in Lyft, on Lyft?
I think so. I don't know. My phone's out there.
So I'm going to just start using that.
Understand. I'm going to read this thing on understanding my rating.
Why are you using Lyft, Lisa? Because the Uber drivers gave me a low rating as a passenger.
Yeah.
I'm a good passenger.
You're an amazing passenger.
I sit there and I'm quiet.
Hey, I take you in my
anything.
Uber any day.
I tip well, too, which pisses me off. I always tip
well.
Lyft.
The Lyft people will love you.
I want to go to Lyft.
Do it.
Look at this.
Lise,
what did I do?
Just as a reminder here. Why your rating matters, Lise.
Yeah, I know.
Ratings foster mutual respect between riders and drivers. Also, a high rating is more than just about bragging rights between your friends, even though I am bragging that I am a 5.00.
Well, I did look this up. I'm like, what can make my rating go down? So, and then other people have this problem too, and they're like, you know, I mean, there's so many other problems in the world. We can't worry about our freaking.
I mean, you're
Uber
at a 4.57, so
it's not that bad, I guess. Yeah. But
just come over to Lyft. They'll love you.
I wouldn't say those
are. Plus, they're easy
scores.
To find. They got the lights on the front.
They used to make it that this was hidden, but now it's right on your main profile. Mm-hmm. You used to have to search to find out what your rating is. Now they show it to you, like right when you click onto the sidebar, it's right under your name.
Yeah.
I'm 4.91 now. I don't know if I had it right earlier, but
4.57. I was a 4.69 before
I've taken so many rides. I really wonder what my score is.
So one guy
I'd be furious right now
like
if
nothing.
I wasn't a 5.
Nothing.
Like, well, I know, but that's one pissed off dude.
Like, man, I tipped too well.
Can you find that's out? It. Can you see and then attack?
No, I think
no,
for that reason,
no,
Chuck.
No.
For that reason. They don't want you to see an attack. For
but
God's
do they
sake.
Give me the rating before they know what the tip is? I guess they do. I mean, because I don't. How could you do that if I give you a decent tip?
They must. It could be that. You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes I'll like take a lift home or whatever, and then the next day is when I figure out all the like, oh, I better give this person 5 stars and a tip.
See, it's almost impossible, really, though, to have 5 stars. Because here's the thing:
no, you're not going to have 5. But
well, Chuck,
well, I do, but
not if you use it a lot. You won't.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. But
you don't count because you don't use it. You use it once. You can't come up here with your rating. And
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Not
it's
5.00. Your cockiness about the 5.
No, he has cockiness about everything. You're not taking the Uber rating.
Lise.
Okay.
So far, right now, it's perfect. So
but you don't use it.
I keep using it, I don't see my perfection going down any.
Wow. A Lyft driver says people actually can be deactivated at 4.5 stars.
But that's not Lyft.
Yeah.
It's Uber. I don't even see anything on Lyft.
Yeah,
I started off using Lyft and then I went over to Uber because I had some credits or something.
Yeah. You're right on the edge too, 4.57.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right on the edge. 4.57. I thought it was 7.5. Aren't you 4.7?
No, it's 5.7.
Oh, jeez.
But after all these years, you finally found Lisa's trigger. Hashtag low ratings.
Well, it's like, it's funny too, because Chuck just said, oh, jeez.
Yeah, I don't see it anywhere on Lyft, like the like a rating or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look in it, but I better be a 5.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also the only thing make sure that it does well right and... is that it could stop some drivers from picking you up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, that person has a low rating. I'm not going to pick them up.
Yeah, if you're obnoxious.
I have a 5 and still people didn't pick me up.
Well, true. They saw how you looked, though.
But to Lisa's point, like she should have a 5 because I had a lady that was driving me and she told me the story that basically these two drunk bros got in her car and she had to drive them like way far and they got in a fist fight in the back and she had to pull over and be like, you guys either need to get out or you sit up front. And she had to separate them like children.
Wow.
And it's like they keep getting to
I'm
do
just
it.
Quiet back there.
Well, see, and here's the thing. It all depends on the person who's driving,
this
right?
This is it. This is why it's hard.
I'm a Lyft driver, and I absolutely will give you a low rating if I go to talk and you don't say a single word back to me. So if
I wouldn't do that. I would talk back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk back. You're polite.
Yeah, I don't...
I think you got a bad apple, Lise. I think you can't dwell on it. You just keep
New York.
You're right.
New York driver.
Why do you need to tip? Rating way
I
down.
Think you need to get in the car and then instantly tip.
No, F that.
Oh, yeah. I heard that, too. Like, some people don't like the fact, because I'll tip on the app, right? Which is what I think we all do.
They like can't cash. See it. Yeah, they like cash. Now, mind you.
I didn't know that, though.
I still have a 5, and I've only paid through the app, but. That is neither here nor there. We're not going to dwell on that.
Do you have a good score?
Yeah, he has a 5. Because he's had one
right. Oh, you bastard. I'm like, where was Andy for that?
It's 5.00. They can't give me higher than a 5.
He'll get a t-shirt. 5.00.
You should be like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple drivers say, sir, I wish I could give you at least a 6. And I said, you know what? It's okay. Here, take this.
Yeah.
Feed your family.
Perfect 5.
Yep.
This guy said, dating a girl for a couple of weeks. She actually cussed out our Uber driver for his strong cologne and ruined my 5.0.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about this.
I've been in a strong cologne car and I don't say a word.
To be honest, part of some of the fun that I might eventually have with Uber is to just lower
your score,
people's scores. Oh. Like I might become an Uber driver just to be like, just to go around town and pick up 5s and then be like 1.
Welcome to the world of 4.5.
Because man, people shouldn't care. Why
no,
do people
they don't.
Care?
No, they shouldn't care. No, that's why I admit it's silly.
Someone said, let's speak to this guy actually who drives.
I know.
John, you drive for both Uber and Lyft, and you wanted to shed some light into this whole rating thing.
Sure.
Support command. How do I have a 5?
If you're like a nice guy or a nice gal, you sit in the car. You're not obnoxious, you don't ask too many questions, and you just enjoy the ride.
And that's me. But you can, will you
rate someone at the right spot sometimes.
Lower for the wrong thing?
Absolutely. So, like, if you're a pro-Trump, no, I'm just kidding. you will get a lower score if you don't tip. I have 24 hours to go back and change the rating.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Yeah.
If you smell... If you're like very obnoxious, like you ask for many stops and you don't put it on the app.
Do any of that.
Okay. And so,
You don't smell?
The worst is if you ask me to stop somewhere to get your food and you don't pre-order and you get me to wait at the door for 5-10 minutes.
Oh, I'm surprised you even do that. I'd be like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
My rule is 4 minutes. If you have stuff in the car, I throw it out and I leave. Cancel the ride.
I'll be honest. Being a Lyft driver or an Uber driver, it sucks. Once I'm in your car, and if you really care about your rating, you're my bitch. You've got to do almost anything I want you to do, right? I mean, that's what sucks about this whole thing. So, because like you said, Dave, you don't want to stop and get someone food. But if I am going to eat... or not based upon my rating that I have, You almost have to stop when I ask.
By the way, only Uber allows the drivers to go back. Only Lyft, sorry, allows the drivers to go back and change the rating. Uber doesn't allow that. Mm-hmm. When the driver gives you a rating, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Lyft allows them 24 hours to change it.
I don't see my Lyft rating.
Lyft allows for redemption. yeah, it's. I think that I get the thing, what you guys are talking about, like stopping somewhere or whatever. You can edit your ride to include stops.
Yeah.
And that keeps it more on the up and up with Lyft so that they get paid properly or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like some people are like on the way somewhere and then say stop, and you're taking that driver's time.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets affected.
Yeah, well, them just sitting there is them not making money.
Lisa, you're a good passenger. Don't let it affect you.
I thought
Don't let
so.
It get to you.
I do love these services. It makes traveling
well, you
a lot
know
easier.
I'd give you 5 stars.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
We all would give you 5 stars.
I don't know. I'd have to see.
Well, give you 5 stars.
On I'd that. Have to see where she is. I can't find her. I've seen her in a parking garage. I don't know.
He's mean.
You may never
He's
find
mean
her.
Man.
He's a mean man.
He is.
Chuck's
He's a mean man.
He can judge like
don't
that,
you feel like it's just one person has effed Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I feel like it's one or two people have like,
yeah.
Like, give her two.
Yeah. So much for perfect score, Miss Notaki.
Hey, Blondie.
Right, she got the wrong guy on the wrong day.
Yep, I did.
Who was like, she was horrible.
She's hard to
find. She wasn't, but I'm going to give her that score.
Do you think, like, when you're... So you're, like, thinking about it now, like, you know? Do you kind of know
I think
when it happened?
Well, yeah, my last trip, the New York guy, for sure, I think he was one. He was really mean. But I don't know who else. I don't know who else it would be.
Yeah.
But if anyone that's probably had to call me and say, where the hell are you? That's who
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up over that.
No.
Get over it.
It's hard to be 5 stars. And
you had
harder
to
way.
Find that Waldo.
Yeah. Lisa starts dressing like Waldo. To be like, I'm here. Jesus Christ.
Why can't they
I
find
just want
me?
A better rating for God's sake. I'm in the red striped shirt with the hat on that's also red striped. God. How hard is it to find someone?
Yeah, the times when they have to call you, though, that's tough, too.
Yeah.
That happens to me a few times. That's what it is. But I read that you have to put your actual address. Don't rely on the app to do it. Like, you have to say where you are.
Yeah.
One more call on this. Lauren's from Boston. Lauren, Lisa's wondering why her Uber score took a dive, and you had a comment.
I don't know. I used to be a Lyft driver, and I've never rated a woman really lowly. I rated guys lowly for hitting on me in the car, making me feel really, really uncomfortable, things like that, asking really creepy personal questions. But I don't pick up guys late at night with really bad scores. I think it's kind of like a nerve-wracking, dangerous thing.
Yeah, that's smart.
Sometimes, depending on who you are. So I know as like a woman driver, if a guy has a really low score, I just decline the ride, and then I get a hit as a driver. You actually get penalties as a driver if you don't pick people up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Often enough. Yeah. And so you kind of, as the driver, take that hit of like, ooh, I'm protecting myself, but my personal driver rating is now going to go down. So,
yeah, because that one guy, Jonathan, who drove right by me, who looked at me and was like,
you
oh,
still
boy.
Remember his name.
If
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That was like 2 years ago, by the way.
I might know it, but I also kind of might have just pulled that out of my ass. Oh, okay. I'm not sure, but that's my brain wants me to say it's
okay,
Jonathan.
I
so
maybe that was an accurate.
I mean, it might be. It might have been. But that guy who looked at me and thought he might get raped that night by me and left. I gave him a 1 star.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've never had.
He's probably dead now.
Yeah, all my bad stuff. I had an Uber guy that called me, yelled at me, told me I wasn't at the place I was at. I was like, well, I'm right here, but I don't know why you're yelling. You're getting 1 star, fella.
Testing me. Let me just tell you this. You're at 1 star right now. You got a chance to redeem yourself.
Judge Andy's going to rule harsh.
You should have asked those drivers, did they see the ratings we give them? Like, did they know
Lisa can't?
No, they don't know.
The only way you could tell is if you just took a ride and you were like, man, I was on a 4.8. And then you like looked and you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
4.7.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know, we've talked about jury duty before and how you would probably do anything you could to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take any tips from this guy. A dude in Hawaii tried to get out of jury duty. They called him up and he just kept shouting, "He's guilty! He's guilty! He is guilty!" The judge threw him in jail for that.
Really? Oh, wow.
This dude tried to get out of jury duty, repeatedly shouting he's guilty. Jacob Maldonado spent the night in a prison cell for his outburst. This was at an assault trial. A judge locked him up after ruling the disturbance may have affected the 44 other people being considered for jury duty.
Oh, by him going nuts. You have to keep it low profile. I think there's a comedian that talks about what you should say, and it's that you just... when they ask you about stuff, you just say, "Well, you know what? I feel like if you've been charged with a crime, you probably did it."
Yeah.
Say something like that. And then you're gone.
Yeah.
But standing more up and subtle. Screaming, "Guilty, yeah. guilty, guilty."
It's more of a subtle.
Yeah.
He was arrested on a contempt charge, bail set at $10,000, and the judge was forced to declare a mistrial. At a fresh hearing the other day, his lawyer claimed his client was having a bad day at the time and was just trying to get out of jury duty.
So this was, he was on the jury.
They had 44 people being considered for jury duty.
Yeah, so there was a huge pool.
So even at that process, they have to declare a mistrial because all those people being considered can now no longer be considered.
Right, so they had to go home.
They have to start from scratch.
Hawaii's probably hard to find. Probably everybody does jury duty in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess around in a courtroom.
No, oh, my goodness. It's not the place.
No.
I'll tell you what, though. Man, am I excited when the guy loses his mind on the stand while I'm sitting in the back, and then I get sent home that day. I'm so happy.
You were on a list, right? We went 5 days when we thought Chuck could be called at any moment.
Yep. Every night at 5 o'clock, I had to like call a number and be like, am I going to be on a horrible trial? Because it was for a federal. It was for federal.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I never had to. Thank God. Because I thought because I had this job that I was good. And that's not the case.
No,
you have this job. Don't really they don't care.
I was on a jury.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least
Lisa liked it.
Lisa's the only one I know who's your mom did it.
My mom loved it.
Right. But it's different when you're retired and you have time to
go
to it, right?
Our boss did it.
Oh, did he really? Mm-hmm. While here?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom was on like a murder trial.
I don't want to curse myself, but I've never been called.
I don't want to talk about it because I've never either. And I just, oh, God.
Oh, you guys
today. Today I get the thing.
Yeah, if you get called, just break your hand. You'll get out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that happened to you?
Yeah, I got dismissed because it was the day I had to go in was the same day as my hand surgery.
Oh, perfect.
So I was just
so like got a line up some surgery. The second you get it, punch your fridge.
Yeah. Come punch my fridge if you want.
Okay. It's tough.
Thanks, James.
It's tough. It's got a reputation.
Voice changing technology, Anonymous with us. You got in some jury duty trouble, right?
Yeah, I sure did. Penis and balls.
Penis.
So I received my original letter that said I had to show up on a certain date, and I deferred it. I'm a business owner, so I'm naturally busy. And then when they deferred it, I ended up, it was right around the time that I was getting married, so it completely flipped my mind. And like 3 days before my wedding, I received a letter in the mail saying I was in contempt of court. Ooh. I was going to end up doing 90 days in jail and have to pay a $7,500 fine.
Damn.
If I didn't call them within 5 days. And this was on like a Friday at 5 o'clock. I got this letter. Ended up getting rescheduled, and just the luck of the draw, I ended up actually serving for an entire case.
Oh,
dude.
Mm. Yep.
How long was it?
We were there for 4 days. Needless to say, that 4 days was a heck of a lot better than telling my wife that the money we had to get from our wedding was going to be to pay my bail.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Got to do it, dude. Thanks for calling in. Someone said they just finished 8 days sitting as a juror on a case. It was awful, they said, but Someone has to do it.
Yeah.
8 days.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have liked that. Mine was, what, one?
My mom's two? Was like yeah. 3 weeks.
That's and too long. Sequestered. I wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah. They were in a spot. Couldn't. Yeah.
Wow.
Murder no trial. Way.
Tip for you full-time students. You can get out of it for a year if you're a full-time student. Someone said, I'm a felon, so I don't think I'll ever see jury duty. Well, if you commit a really bad crime, you also get out of it, too. And then someone said, one of the last few good perks about being a cop these days, you're exempt from most juries.
Wonder why that is.
And Wade, on a regular line here, Chuck, we got Wade. Hey, Wade.
Ripcord.
Ripcord. You were on jury duty.
Yeah, probably about 10, 15 years ago, I was a young kid, and I got picked as juror number one, real serious case, like, a lady got caught smoking pot, and she called her drug dealer for the cops. He brought over a brick of cocaine, pulled a gun on the cops. Super serious. His lawyer, public defender, acted like he was in an episode of Law and Order, like super flamboyant. So he keeps doing dumb stuff. We get sent to the jury room, and me and a couple of the other guys are having like a giggle and like talk about how this guy, like he's a 12 out of 10. Like, we need you to bring it down. Yeah. One of the other jurors pulled on me, and I got called back into the courtroom by myself in front of this guy going to jail, the public defender, the court, God, and everybody. And they're just like, I heard you were talking about the thing back there. You're not supposed to be doing that. I was like, we weren't talking about it. We were just talking about his name was Tank, mannerisms. And he's like, what exactly were you saying? I was like, exactly was I saying? And he's like, you have to tell us, mister. And so, like, I had to tell in front of this guy all the things we were making fun of him about.
Oh, my God! Well, I said he was really flamboyant. Told me he smelled. He said his hair was real stupid. He said it was terrible.
In front of the guy?
Yeah.
In front of God and everybody. And the judge was just like, he's like, just keep your mouth shut and go back in the back. Well, at the end, because they picked, like, 14 jurors, and at the end, two went home. I was one of the ones, quote-unquote, randomly selected and didn't get paid or anything. So I was there for, like, 12 or 14 hours. And they were like, no, you can go home.
Yeah, get out of here.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, wow. My God.
I mean, good thing it wasn't, like, a murderer or something where you have to sit in front of them and be like, I was talking about how close his eyes are together.
Yeah, we were making fun of the murderers.
You were?
I said that his teeth are unfortunate, and then...
Can you imagine
you went on and on about somebody, like everything.
Said he looks like he smells like the inside of a butt.
Your Honor.
Said that, sir?
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
I wasn't even half of it.
He had back sweat.
Someone said, I just was on a jury 2 days a week for 3 months, grand jury case.
Oh, my God.
Someone else in federal jury duty for 3 months over the summer. It was the worst.
Oh, the summer? Their whole summer is spent doing that.
This was my giant fear when I got that letter of being on some kind of 3 month thing. Imagine for three months.
How can you do that?
I don't know. But like from everything I read, there's nothing you can do about it.
Our job is not that special, right?
That's what I mean.
We do it, so we think it is.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, I'm Dave from David Chuck the Freak. I need it.
Yeah.
But there's people that are needed everywhere.
Can you imagine every Monday and Tuesday for 3 months, I'm gone? Right. You're on
jury duty.
So. Some shows have done that for years, but...
Someone said I had jury duty a few years ago. One lady hated all police officers because she had been arrested for something in the past. She got called to sit on a jury and flipped out since the arresting officer was there. So she got arrested for contempt of court.
Man.
The thing doesn't happen to any of us anytime soon.
No, I know. And like, there's tons of like misinformation out there about like how to get out of it. And none of it's really real.
No, it's all up to the lawyers, really.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it totally is. Yeah. If they think you're right for their case, you're in.
Probably you can't mess around with that stuff.
No,
though.
You can't.
They take it very seriously.
The guy who spent his whole summer in court, it was Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. all summer long.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Sam will get you.
No, like, what if you wanted to go away? You can't go anywhere. You can't travel.
I don't think they, like, always, like, whatever they pay you, too, is not, like, always like what you make or anything, right?
No, you
can't. Yeah, no.
just a certain amount.
Yeah,
depending on what you're
starting. Starting in radio, it's like you got a huge raise.
You wanted your duty,
yeah, you really did.
One more call on this before please we move on. Robert, you just get out of jury duty. How did you do it?
Oh, well, when the judge was asking all the questions to the people in the stands, I was sitting in the pews out there. And when it would come around to my turn, he's like, what's your answers to the questions that I just asked all the other like eight people? So I went straight at the judge. I was like, well, sir, you're going to have to repeat them. I don't remember any of them. He goes, you don't remember any of them, not even one. I was like, no, sir, I have a short attention span and ADHD. So I only heard about half of what you said, and I don't remember what you said.
And then they were like, get out of here?
Yeah, the defender guy kind of gave me a wink on my way out, but I guess it was their decision not to keep me on the stand.
Yeah. All right. What's your name?
Give you.
Your Honor, I don't know. Am I in a court? What is this? I don't even remember where I am.
Yeah.
Huh?
I would love to hear some of the creative ones that people have tried to come up with. Like, I think it'd be probably fairly interesting to sit in a court and try to hear people get out of it, just to see what they say.
The jury selection process, a crazy thing.
Well, I think a lot of times, too, people think that, like, they'll say some crazy stuff, thinking, like, that's going to get them off of it.
And it makes them
but
perfect.
It makes them, like, the perfect person for, like, the defense or prosecution. So,
just be careful when you're trying to get out of it. You could end up in jail like that dude from Hawaii.
All right, well, this is something that may help your boner down the line.
Yep.
Deadly, you pass that spider?
Deadly spider venom. It has proven in tests more effective than Viagra for curing erectile dysfunction.
Is it just because it just swells up beyond belief?
No, it's a Brazilian wandering spider.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. Mm. They say scientists may have discovered a bizarre new way to help treat erectile dysfunction in men. A toxin from one of the world's most venomous spiders could help men perform better in the bedroom. The Brazilian wandering spider has a bite which can prove deadly to humans. But experts claim the venom may have a very positive use. It could end up helping millions of people. People that have been bit have claimed they've had like 4 or 5 hour boners. After.
Yeah. Isn't there something like they would die with a boner?
Yeah, you die. You can die with a raging, painful boner.
That sucks.
In testing so far, it has proven more effective than Viagra. This gel they've come up with was inspired by the spider bite, which causes a persistent and painful erection. But instead of being painful, studies found that a small amount of that toxin can actually double the blood flow to the penis. This resulted in guys in the clinical trial achieving an erection in under half an hour without any side effects whatsoever. The gel boosts the levels of nitric oxide in the male body, in turn widening blood vessels, allowing more blood to be pumped to the penis. And it's not just men that could help. Scientists say it could also be used to improve women's libidos, too.
Hmm.
One of the scientists says, without any stimulation, a swelling of the penis lasting about 60 minutes was seen within 20 minutes.
They tested it on women, too?
They haven't tested it yet. Hmm. They believe it could also improve women's
libidos. If it's just swelling something up and like increasing blood flow, of course, I think it would work on their bits, lather those things up.
Why did you, when I said without stimulation, Chuck seemed to be really excited about that.
Just means you're like, like, and it's just dum 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 dum.
The war drums of my boner.
Dum dum boner. You know, like amazing. Come on,
yeah.
Especially if you didn't have one.
Right.
Holy crap. But you got to get some spider venom and stuff.
Yeah. Brazilian wandering spider.
And don't make a mistake with that. Like, don't overdose.
Yeah, no.
No. And that's why they make this gel. It only has a certain amount in it, right? So you wouldn't be able to. So gel, to me, sounds like you have to then rub it on your shaft, right?
Well, it's either on your shaft or the way testosterone is, where you can put it on your shoulders and chest.
Mm.
Doesn't say where you'd put it.
Crazy.
I guess if you rubbed it on your shaft, we'd have to make sure if you entered a lady.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm doubting it's right on your shaft, especially because I don't know what spider venom jelly tastes like, but it probably
not great.
Take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd want some moral service.
What if, like, then someone did stuff to you and then their mouth and everything swelled up? Full of blood and, like,
be weird. Yeah, that's a good point. I guess you don't slather your boner in it.
but maybe you do. Like, maybe that's what you have to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you do.
But gel made me think that.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it would, what else, it would be a pill.
Where else, like, would you put it?
Like, if Viagra's a pill, you'd think it would be a pill in pill form, too.
But no, I think some things, it's better to rub it all over your skin.
As long as I don't have to inject it anywhere if I ever
need it. Ooh, that's the thing. And that's what I thought it was going to be. Like, you're going to have to get an injection, but... Hmm.
I'm not there yet, thank God. Things are working great, and I hope they continue to do so. Mm. But if I ever experienced issues, I'm getting whatever they sell.
Yes. I don't care.
I want a boner.
Yep.
I want one.
I don't like spiders, but if I lose my boner, I'll eat one of those things.
You should actually get a pet one and have them actually bite you.
Like these guys that...
Just my pet boner spider.
Oh, God! These guys that call into our show that haven't had boners for years and are afraid to talk to anyone about it, that crap.
No, you talk
I'd
to
go
someone
straight
instantly.
To the doctor the first day I couldn't get it up.
Yep.
I haven't had a boner in 7 hours. So I'd like to speak to someone, please.
I'll call
you. Talk to people.
I'll get an ambulance.
Did you guys hear what happened? Andy called an ambulance at work. Oh, no. Was it another heart attack at work? No. He just didn't think he had a boner in time. It was slow. It was slow going.
I should have had a boner today.
Yeah.
Send me the ambulance.
They rushed him away.
Something is wrong.
Yeah, guys, if you can't get it up right now, go see someone immediately. Don't be embarrassed. And it's not a big deal.
Honestly, though, generally, if you just go to the doctor, they sort of set it up for you.
Yeah,
like every time. They're like, how's your... Come on. Be honest with me.
All right.
This is a weird combo.
Everything working okay down there, Mr. Boner?
It's pretty good, yeah.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Constant erection.
I've never had a doctor. They've asked if I have any
issues. Mine ask every time.
They never ask if I have any issues with my dong.
Yeah.
It's usually the bowels that they're obsessed with.
How are your bowels?
You know what I think? He could tell that my bowels are awesome.
Yeah. That's like the sign of health is the bowel.
Yeah, they don't really. They always are just like, anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, this guy comes.
Yeah.
My guy came right out and asked.
He's like,
are you? Basically, what it is they run off something almost like any side effects you might be having just with getting older.
Is this
older
the same guy that put two fingers in your beehole?
He never put two fingers in my beehole.
Just wondered if this is his thing.
Yeah. No.
I could
with one finger and a thumb, okay?
Maybe you get more of the questions because of blood pressure. So,
I think that's probably what it is. Maybe.
Because they probably,
it's a concern with it. Yeah. Yeah, because my dick's going to stop working.
Wow.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.